This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Eddie, it is 9:08, and a quick programming note. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to talk to Elizabeth and Noah Hansard, and they were the people, you know, we talked to Elizabeth when, unfortunately, her son was first robbed and attacked, and they had the trial, and the results of that trial were less than, I think, what they wanted, less than a lot of us wanted to see. Elizabeth's going to join us, the mother of Noah, who was shot and paralyzed in New Orleans, about the verdict in the case, about her whole experience with the criminal justice system, and of course, how her son Noah is doing. Now, I believe, Tim, yes? Yes, we're going to talk about the price of college and talk about how the how you can make the best decisions for affording it, you and your kids, and what to know for ultimately choosing the right school. And this will be a little bit late if you're a kid graduated from high school last year, but if they're going to be a senior this year, this is the time to talk about it. Ron Lieber is our guest, author of The Price You Pay for College, an entirely new roadmap for the biggest financial decision your family will ever make. I read the book, and I got to tell you, I think it's a Bible for people that have kids that are going to go to school or go to college. How you doing, Ron?
I'm terrific. Thank you for those kind words.
Well, it's true, and it's an easy, fun read too. I don't mean to diminish it at all. It's just I could understand it, and it explains a lot of things. Let's talk about, in April, some Republicans from the House and Senate sent some letters to the presidents of Ivy League school, and they want to know how they decide what to charge. And I guess that's going to be my jumping off point here. And I will invite the audience at 504-260-1870, the Oakland Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Please don't ever text and drive. But if you have any questions about colleges or tuitions or this or that, the other thing, it is, when you get right down to it, you know, we all think of, you know, the hallowed halls of earning, but Ron Lieber, when you get right down to it, it's a business, right? They gotta pay bills, and they gotta put butts in the seats.
Exactly, and it's really interesting that you bring up that hearing, because what the politicians are alleging is that there is some kind of cabal of, you know, tweed coat wearing, elbow patch scratching,
pipe smoking
people, there you go. You know, who exist in the Northeast and entirely in the Northeast, who are setting the prices for everybody else. So here is the truth of the matter. There are a couple of dozen colleges and universities in the United States of America that can set a high price and get everybody to pay it, because there's so much desperation among families to get in. But, you know, the real truth of the matter is that roughly, I think it's 85% of all people going to college get some kind of a discount, right? And that word discount can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people at a lot of different schools. But what I am here to tell you is that the Ivy League does not control college pricing. As you mentioned, in most places, there is almost a level of desperation to put the butts in the seats and the heads in the beds. And moreover, it's getting increasingly tricky, for reasons we can talk about, for these schools to predict how many people are going to turn up each year. And sometimes they got to throw a bunch of money around to get more people to come.
So is it almost like buying a car where you got your sticker price and then from there you begin to either negotiate or see what rebates are available? I hate to diminish it to that, but
I think that there is some truth to that, right? And where these two industries are similar is sort of with what happens at the end of the process. Most prices are not fixed, but the ways in which they can change and the ways in which you can ask for a better deal differ by schools. Now, keep in mind that car salespeople are all about negotiations, and mm-hmm. They sort of understand that that's how things work in the industry. The people who work in admissions and financial aid do not want to see themselves as car dealers, and they do not want to be treated that way, even though people who show up armed with a certain amount of information as consumers are there to ask for a better price. Now, what difference is about the industry, right, is that, with colleges, they need to give you permission to access the service in the first place, right? A kid has to apply, they have to be qualified, they have to get in. And then there is a sort of opening price, an opening offer that's offered up from the schools. And often, although not always, they're doing that with a whole bunch of financial information about you that you've had to disclose to the school, right? So, the car dealer gets to check your credit score, which, tells the car dealer a little bit about you, but definitely not the whole picture. So there's some important differences, too, but it is an apt comparison. I agree.
So the first thing I think parents need to understand, and maybe they do and maybe they don't, but if you have a kid in high school, you're going to be soon receiving – you're going to be besieged with mailings about the school. And I think sometimes parents conflate that with their kid being recruited when, in fact – it's just an advertisement to try to get you to respond. And then from that point, it's not necessarily that the school, how can I phrase this delicately? I went through it with my kid, and it's not where you're not being recruited and the school's not desperate to have you. You're not really standing out. You're just part of a mailing list. Am I saying that too mean?
No, I don't think it's mean at all. The way this traditionally works is that if you take a standardized test, maybe it's a SAT or an ACT test. That's the way this happens most often. You fill out a certain amount of information about yourself. And what you may not realize at the age of, 15 or whatever, taking the PSAT or 16 or 17, taking the SAT or ACT, is that all that information is bought and sold, right? So the organizations that administer the test, they hoover up all that data, they put it into a giant database, and then for, a nickel or a dime or a quarter, any college that's even remotely interested in a kid like yours with scores on the test like yours or from a particular region can just buy that data and send out tens and tens and tens of thousands of mailings. And a lot of this happens now electronically, not just through email, but also through text, right? And some students will offer their information up when they visit schools or when they fill out a form on a school's website, and pretty soon you're buried in mail. I had a family send me a box of everything that they got. This was a young woman who was a really good STEM student, high test scores, lives in Ohio, a very competitive market for both public and private universities. And I had them send me everything they got. She got 63 pounds of mail over the course of 2 years.
Hmm. I know. I went through it, and you know, it kind of does turn a young person's head when they see a letter that comes in from a Duke or from a prestigious school, a Vanderbilt, and I'm not leaving any of the state schools out. I'm just saying when that happens, an out-of-state school in Alabama, and they think, wow, I must be special, when in fact, well, not necessarily. We're just trying to cast a wide net here and see what we can catch, right?
Yeah, so there's two ways to look at it. I mean, you can look at it the way that a business person would look at this, which is if I am a salesperson and I'm a marketer, I want as many people as possible to know about this great service that I offer. And moreover, what I do know also is that more people are applying to more schools than ever before. But you can only go to one college, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you can transfer midway through, but you can really only say yes to one school. You can only be in one place at once, and you certainly wouldn't want to pay two tuitions, right? So if more schools are having more students apply, but also the amount of admitted students who are rejecting the schools by saying, no, I'm not going to come, right? If those numbers keep going up, you lose predictability, right? And so you need to attract ever more applicants in order to fill your classrooms and fill your seats. So in some ways, the marketing is defensive. Now, if you want to be cynical about it, you could look at it another way, right? One way that people measure prestige, and I'm not here to say whether this is bad or whether this is good, just is. They measure prestige by how rejective the school is, and people often use the term selective, but what's really going on, right, is if you're rejecting more people than you're accepting, you're rejective, you're not selective, right? Mm-hmm. And so some people argue that the schools are marketing to the hilt in order to artificially pump up the number of applicants.
Let me say that a different way, if I can. Let me say it a different way, if I can, Ron. So what's happening is, as I understand it, the colleges are casting a wide net. They want you to apply, even though they know that there's no way you're going to get in. But they want you to apply so that they can then reject a whole ton of people and say, well, look, you know, we had 10,000 people that applied. Only 1,000 were admitted, which makes this an even more valuable commodity, when in fact, the whole thing's kind of like artificially inflated. Accurate?
I mean, that's the truly cynical take. And
well,
you know,
that's me.
I mean, look, there's evidence that it's true, because colleges put out press releases and, you know, president.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth, for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Institutions that are trying to, you know, rise up the rankings, you know, will brag in public about how, you know, this is the most competitive class we've ever had. And one of the biggest ways you measure competition is the percentage of people that you reject. So is it in your interest to attract more applicants, you know, in order to reject them? In some ways it is, right? What's the best way to do that? Well, you market to them. So I certainly understand any cynicism about the system.
I want to talk about, let's take a break, we come back. I want to talk about the role of sports in all of this and football and so forth, because I know sometimes it even leaches down, in, again, a cynical term, into the high school level where, you know, you wonder, well, why is it so important if this high school or that high school has a good sports program? It's more about, to me as a parent, it was more about the college preparation and what kind of education they get to get them ready for college, not the sports program. I don't care about that. I guess if you got a kid that's an athlete, it would be different. When I was in high school, I was on the football team, so I guess that did matter to me. We're talking with Ron Lieber, author of The Price You Pay for College, an entirely new roadmap for the biggest financial decision your family will ever make. And as he said, we think of, you know, tweed coats and leather patches on elbows and pipes and, you know, laying the pen down on a table like they did in whatever movie that was, A Brilliant Mind, and all the prestige of college. But when you get right down to it, it's a business, and they got to put butts in the seats in order to make money. So we'll talk about when we come back about sports, the role that plays, and ultimately, how do you go about navigating your kid to choose the right school? 921, Tommy Tucker, back in a flash, WWL. And don't forget, informative and helpful when we can be. What we do here is not in the morning. It's not a traditional talk show, really. It's more like podcasts, a series of podcasts that we do. Ron Lieber is our guest, author of The Price You Pay for College, an entirely new roadmap for the biggest financial decision your family will ever make. I mentioned the book earlier, Ron, and I think, you know, it's a good read. I think it's a Bible for families that have kids that are getting ready to go to college or in high school. Is there an audio version of the book or not?
There is indeed an audio version of the book, and I also teach a course on merit aid and merit scholarships at meritaidcourse.com for people who want to dig deep on the, you know, discounts that exist outside of the usual sort of need-based scholarship system.
So there
is... I read the audio book myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, why didn't you ask me? But if you do it yourself, that's okay. That's fine. Let's talk about the role of sports in college. Let's take a step back and address this text first. Somebody said, what about trade school? Why is it not promoted? I think there has been a change, at least in Louisiana, on the emphasis of college to trade schools. But was there a tipping point where at some point it was just presumed that every kid has to go to college or should go to college that you can go back and trace?
Well, there was an increasing amount of economic research that just showed that, you know, lifetime earnings on average, and it's important to emphasize mm-hmm. that, on average, you know, would yield something like $1 million more, you know, over a lifetime of working if you had a college degree versus if you didn't have a college degree. But much depends on where you're starting from, how much debt you take on, what you major in, and the career you choose. And as we all know, there are all sorts of trades where you can very quickly, you know, be earning, you know, $100,000 a year. And then if you're the person who, you know, owns the HVAC firm or owns the electrical contracting outfit, all of a sudden you're making multiples of that. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I chose not to focus on trade school in my reporting and in this book is not to suggest that trade school is bad or college is better. You know, I was just serving the constituency that I was serving, you know, out there in the book market, which is pretty similar to the constituency I serve at my day job at the New York Times, where most of the readers are college educated. If they've got kids, they want to send their kids to college, too.
And I just wanted to.
Better, it's just different.
Exactly. I just wanted to address that because college is not, I don't think, is for everybody. Not everybody should go to college. But tell me about the role of sports, because I always wondered why. First of all, I always wondered if having, you know, a big football team or a big sports presence helps the school in terms of putting butts in the seats. I don't think it helps academically unless it provides money to fund research or fund the academic part of it. And then even now it's trickled down to high schools where this school wants to have a great volleyball program, or this one wants to have a great football program or a great softball program or what have you. What role do sports play when it comes to the success or failure of a college?
Gosh, there's a lot to unpack here.
Have at it, Ron. We got till 10 o'clock. You got a half an hour, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I guess for starters, right, one great thing about having, a big bunch of great teams on your college campus is that it creates school spirit. It gives people something to rally around. It gives alumni something to get excited about and to come back for, right? So, you know, for all of those reasons, it has historically made a ton of sense. Now, by all means, if part of the point of the exercise for your family and for your kid is to have just a damn good time, right? Shop for school spirit. Shop to see if people come to the games. And if so, which games do they come to? And by the way, do they go to the women's basketball games as much as they go to the men's basketball games? Mm-hmm. It's possible that, you know, attendance might be better at the women's games, right? So, you know, depends on the sport that you like and, you know, the kind of fan that you are, right? So those are things certainly worth thinking about. Now, the other thing that colleges, smaller ones in particular, have gotten more strategic about recently is that, you know, some of them have started football teams that did not previously have them because it's a way to get men to come to college and to come to your college in particular. It turns out that something like 60%, 60 of all undergraduates are female. And colleges want to have, you know, gender balance for all.
Wait, are you saying to get them to come to college to play sports and pay their tuition to play football, pretty much?
Exactly, right? Okay. So, you know, there's all sorts of smaller colleges that, you know, play in Division III or even sometimes in, you know, Division II or NAIA, where they've just got a decline in the number of male undergraduates and they haven't been able to figure out what to do about it. Well, you know, if you start a big sports team like football, all of a sudden you're gonna get more male undergraduates. Now, you know, there are rules at the federal level about, you know, having equal number of slots for male and female athletes. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, a whole bunch of technicalities around this, but, you know, that's another reason to have a sports program. And here's yet another. In the last 20 or 30 years, you know, this sort of rise in what's known as travel team culture, where, you know, as young as like 7 or 8, you know, kids are doing travel soccer and travel baseball, right? And they spend, you know, 13 months a year on the road with their parents paying for Comfort Inns and going to all these, you know, godforsaken tournaments. And people want to, you know, continue their athletic careers and play at college. That's, you know, sort of a big part of the dream. And so, you know, schools want to offer that so that kids can do that. So, you know, that's part of the reason as well. And if you're wondering about high schools, you know, why they're putting together, better sports athletic team, facilities, yeah. Right, and paying more attention to sports, it's because, you know, often the teenagers who go to those high schools are choosing to devote themselves to their travel team and not even bother playing for their school team because they think their school team is lame or, you know, the competition isn't good.
So, boy, there was a lot to unpack there. So I'm thinking this through, and I'm thinking that the cynical part of me here is thinking, okay, that I'm going to go ahead and recruit a bunch of people, and then I'm going to say, hey, congratulations, you made the team, and I don't really care about being competitive or not, but I'm going to go ahead and be a gymnastics or baseball or football or whatever. I'm going to allow you to live out your dream and play college sports because you're paying tuition, which is not going to do a damn thing to help you when you get out because, and I see it every afternoon sometimes at the driving range where a lot of parents are out there with their kids with a golf club in their hand thinking they're going to get a college scholarship. Well, first of all, you know, you got to have some ability. And secondly, I would think from the college standpoint that if I make the tuition $300,000,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, then I can offer you a, quote, scholarship to come play, a partial scholarship, where you'll only have to pay $200 when the tuition may, in and of itself, only been $150,000 a year. Am I way off base there, Ron, or not?
Nope, you've hit the nail right on the head, right?
Okay.
I think, you know, all sorts of people invest tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars in their kids, you know, sort of travel team career starting at the age of 7 or 8 with the dream at the end that they will get a college quote unquote scholarship. So There's a couple things to think about here, right? First of all, Division III, they don't offer scholarships. That's not how it works. There's no athletic scholarships. To play Division I, you've got to be great, and you've got to be greater than you were a generation ago, because there's so many more kids coming up through these travel team systems where the families are often pretty affluent to begin with. And so they invest in better coaching. The kids play more. So, you know, the level of skill is just, you know, way higher than it used to be. So, you know, you're facing more competition. And then often, you know, what parents don't understand is that it's really only a couple of marquee sports, you know, basketball for men and women, football for men, you know, one or two sports for women, where, you know, the whole team will get full scholarships. And then when you think about all the other teams, you know, golf and tennis and track and, you know, baseball in many instances, lacrosse, you know, the coach maybe has what is the equivalent of a couple of full scholarships. And the coach has discretion about how to divide up that money. So as you said, yeah, like maybe somebody will throw $10,000 or $15,000 a year your way. Maybe it'll be guaranteed for all 4 years. Maybe it won't. But if it's off a list price of, you know, 35 or 55 or 100, you know, you might get, you probably would get more of a discount, you know, searching for merit aid based on your academic prowess, right? And so, you know, it turns out athletic scholarships are not all that lucrative in most instances. And oh, by the way, right, just because you want to go to a particular school doesn't mean that coach is going to be the one who has the money, right?
And something
Idaho
else,
State,
Ron.
Right? Nothing against Idaho. Yeah.
Right, but something else is that just because you want your child to be a golfer or a football player or a baseball player or a volleyball player, sometimes you can't just work your way into that. You need to have the ability to do it, because otherwise you're never going to be great. Not everybody can be a great athlete. Everybody's got different gifts. I think sometimes some parents chase a dream and they don't realize no matter how hard you work, he or she is never going to be good enough. I could never be good enough to be an athlete, and I understand that no matter how hard I work, but I don't know if parents realize that or not. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. I want to talk about major to major as it relates to school, because I know somebody that sent kids to the University of Alabama, paid tuition, as opposed to TOPS money that we have here, a grant program in Louisiana. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. And in school, you get an accounting degree. And I always wondered about that, because it seems to me, and I started as an accounting major, you know, it's debits, it's credits, whether you learn it at Alabama, whether you learn it at LSU or UNO or wherever, it's still accounting. We'll talk more when we come back. Ron Lieber is our guest, author of The Price You Pay for College, an entirely new roadmap for the biggest financial decision your family will ever make. If you got a kid in high school, get ready. What did you say, 63 pounds of mail that person got?
Yep.
63 pounds of mail from colleges trying to get your money. We'll take a break for traffic. Be right back. WWL. 9:46, 14 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending an interesting hour with Ron Lieber, our friend, author of The Price You Pay for College, an entirely new roadmap for the biggest financial decision your family will ever make. If you got a kid in high school, I'm telling you, you should make this your Bible. Somebody texted in and said, put two daughters through travel ball, head coach that would charge $40 to $50 for hitting lessons. After all the travel hotels, hitting lessons, learned you have to be a top-tier athlete to succeed. Both daughters also went on to academic scholarships. One finished with an RN. Another realized college wasn't for her. What blew my mind was the fees, lighting, lab use, athletic fees, etc., were more than tuition. So, Ron, when it comes to majors and what, you know, and that's a whole different thing as to what your kid wants to do or what anybody wants to do with their life or so forth. But when it comes to comparisons, when it comes to majors, I used accounting as an example, because I knew somebody that paid tuition at the University of Alabama because their kid wanted to go there to get an accounting degree. Again, I guess maybe it's because of sororities or fraternities or football or this or that, the other thing. Can you really get more of an accounting degree from, say, an Alabama than you can from a UNO? Because it just seems to me like it's basic debits and credits, and not to demean accounting at all, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, you know, the content is
generally not that different from one school to another. Mm-hmm. The instruction might be different. You know, it's always worth asking, you know, whether it's going to be, you know, graduate students who were, you know, turned loose on teenagers, you know, for the first time in their teaching career, or experienced mm-hmm. instructors who have spent decades teaching this stuff. So, you know, the quality of the instruction may make a difference. You know, sometimes, look, you're able through something called the College Scorecard, which is a federal website. You can just Google College Scorecard to find it. You can look up the amount of money that the average person makes right out of school by major, right? And so maybe some people earn more having graduated from one school than another, but that may affect regional differences in terms of cost of living, right? But when we focus narrowly on this one thing, and admittedly, it's a big thing, we forget all the other things that people might be shopping for when they go to college, right? Yes, it's a credential that can help you succeed in the marketplace for 22-year-olds, but you're also looking for opportunities to learn. You're looking for opportunities to find mentors and friends and a network for the rest of your life. And yes, right, you may be paying for the party. Your kids may want to spend more to go someplace that is more fun. And hey, if you're going to be there for 4 years, you know, it's good to have fun. But how much do you want to actually spend on it? Well, these are the tough questions that you need to ask yourself. And really better that you be asking yourself these questions like the summer before senior year in high school so that the answers in the family conversations can have an effect on where you visit and where you actually apply.
Is there any need, how can I phrase this? I know this is a general question, but, you know, we hear so much about student debt. And look, if you want to major in French literature and you want to have the big college experience and go to Alabama and you can get in or wherever, I'm you know, just picking out a school, state schools that could be expensive, Vanderbilt, whatever, I guess you can, but you got to know what you're getting into in terms of how much you're financing and what the likely return on that is. Is there any reputable site that people can go to determine, you know, it's kind of like a Venn diagram or something. I don't know how you describe it, but as, okay, if I go here and pay this much, it's going to take me this long to pay it back, and this is how much I'm going to make as a living. Does anybody connect those dots?
Yeah, so you know, the best site that I know of is the one that I mentioned before, the site called the College Scorecard. And there you can look up earnings by major, and you can make yourself little spreadsheets where, you know, you compare different majors from different schools by pulling information off of that website. You know, the thing that is harder is if you're shopping for stuff other than majors, right? Like, if you're trying to figure out, all right, well, how much more will my kid learn at one school or another? How much more likely is the alumni network, you know, to help them get a job 5 years from now or 10 years from now? These are different things for which there's not a lot of data. And, you know, I give some advice to people in my book for, you know, questions they can ask, very specific ones in different categories. But the real truth of the matter is that it is hard to get perfect information. And the colleges actually like it that way, because in the absence of perfect information, people make decisions on the basis of emotion, right? Fear and guilt and snobbery, right? And if you're blind to the way that these emotions can affect and infect your thinking, you may be tempted to spend more than you need to.
I did have some marketing in college, and I do know that some people would rather pay $20,000 for the same thing than $10,000 because, or rather, people that are in business know that if I sell it for $10,000, I'm not going to be able to sell it, but if I sell it for $20,000, I will, because some people think that there's prestige involved and they're getting more, and I would think the same applies to college tuition.
Yeah, and, you know, there are a couple of ways to think about this, right? What does a degree from a particular institution signal, or what could it signal, right? Mm-hmm. So let's ask ourselves some open-ended questions, the answers of the possible answers of each, which, you know, we could spend 10 minutes on each of them, right? But, like, what does the name of a particular institution mean as a sticker on your rear windshield, on your rear, you know, car windshield as you drive through your neighborhood, right? What does it signal to other families about the success of your kid or the success of you as a parent? What does the degree signal to people in the buyer's market for 22-year-olds, whether it's employers or people, you know, in graduate school who are admitting graduate students who have just finished their undergraduate degrees, right? What does it mean on the Instagram sweatshirt reveal when your kid, you know, tells the world where they're attending? Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are the things that you have to ask yourself. And if you think that the signals are good signals, and they may not always be good signals, even if you are paying more, how much is that worth to you, right? We're not used to asking ourselves pointed questions these ways because they dredge up a lot of really, like, uncomfortable emotions and can lead to some difficult conversations. But we should, right? This is really important. It's 4 years of your life. It can change the trajectory of your life, and it's a heck of a lot of money. So, you know, we better darn well be asking some tougher questions of ourselves.
Thank you, Ron. Never enough time. I appreciate it. I would go with the commuter school and then just get the sticker for the higher-priced university. Ron Lieber, author of The Price You Pay for College, an entirely new roadmap for the biggest financial decision your family will ever make. We'll take a break, find out what Noel's got for us when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.